Life Audio.
Teach Us to Pray is brought to you by Life Audio and is a part of our Faith Toolkit series. For more inspirational, faith-affirming podcasts, visit lifeaudio.com.
Have you ever wondered why some people are more confident when it comes to prayer than others? Often we think that powerful prayers are reserved for those we consider super spiritual or divinely superior, as if that's really a thing. The truth is, the power of prayer resides in the God that we pray to. And most often, those we consider prayer warriors have a practice of prayer that regularly invites the power of God into their lives. But that same power is available to everyone. In today's episode, I'm sharing with you 6 prayer practices that can dramatically strengthen your prayer life.
Well, good day to you. It's Joel with The King Country dropping in to let you know that our brand new film, Unsung Hero, is in theaters now.
It's Luke here. We've teamed up with the creators of Jesus Revolution to bring you this adventure of a lifetime. It's a powerful, true story about a family uniting, growing in their faith, and facing the impossible together.
In theaters now, unsunghero.movie for more information.
Rated PG. Parental guidance suggested.
What impacts you every day? There is one book that influences almost every aspect of our lives. Museum of the Bible reveals the Bible's impact on your favorite musicians and artists, the way we measure time, social justice, our national monuments, and more. The Bible's impact is all around you. Discover how at museumofthebible.org/impact.
Welcome back, friend. You are listening to the Teach Us to Pray podcast, where we teach believers practical and real life tips on how to grow your faith and relationship with God through the power of prayer. I'm Christina Patterson, host of the Teach Us to Pray podcast and founder of Beloved Women, where I encourage, equip, and empower women in the love of Jesus Christ and the truth of God's word. In one of my favorite Bible studies that I've taught to Beloved, one of my most favorite Bible studies that I have taught with Beloved Women is called Relentless Joy. And we walk verse by verse through the book of Philippians to learn how to truly live a joyful life in Christ. We go through each lesson that we can learn from the author of Philippians on how to truly experience the joy of the Lord. But one of my favorite verses in the entire book is in the last chapter of Philippians. In Philippians 4, verse 9, the Apostle Paul writes, "What you have learned and received and heard and seen in me, practice these things, and the God of peace will be with you." So he spends much of the book of Philippians encouraging the church in Philippi to just rejoice in the Lord, to be joyful. And he gives practical application on how they can actually do this. It's actually a really great book. If you have the opportunity to read it, I encourage you to read the book of Philippians. It's only 4 chapters. It's super short. Or you can download the Beloved Women app and look for the Relentless Joy Bible Study series there and study with us there. But these words at the end, when he says, "What you have learned and received and heard and seen in me, practice these things." I love that he ends this letter with these words, because often we'll receive teaching, we'll receive practical application, and then we become discouraged because it seems, can I really do this? Can I really live this life for Christ? Can I really experience the joy of the Lord? Can I really experience powerful prayer? Whatever discipline it is that you want to implement in your life so that you can grow your faith. But I love that the Apostle Paul is saying, practice these things. He's not saying, do them right now and be perfect at them. No, he's saying, put them into practice. And when I think of practice, Practice is something that we don't have to do perfect. Practice is something that we just commit to doing on a consistent basis so that we can then get better at it. And when I think of prayer, I'm encouraged that prayer is a practice. It's not something we have to be perfect at, but it's something that we get to practice every day so that we can grow in the area of speaking to and hearing from God. So with that in mind, I want to share with you a few prayer practices that can significantly strengthen your prayer life. The first prayer practice is to pray every single day. We have an episode called How to Pray Without Ceasing. It's episode 19. And we look at Thessalonians 5, verse 17, that gives us that command to pray without ceasing and what that actually practically looks like. But a practice of prayer, to pray daily, is going to strengthen your prayer life. Now, that doesn't have to be a 5-hour prayer. I don't know anybody that's practicing anything for 5 hours a day. But even just those small prayers, just the fact that you're praying consistently will strengthen your prayer life. Just like anyone else trying to learn a skill, you don't just do it one day and then come back 6 months later and think that you're going to be an expert at it. By no means. No, that's not going to happen. You want to commit to a consistent prayer life so that you can strengthen your prayer life. And having a practice of daily prayer can help you to do just that. The next prayer practice that we can implement is to pray in the morning. So if we want to pray every day, if you want to pick a time to pray, I want to encourage you to pray in the morning. And I'm not trying to be like super legalistic here. Like if you decide to pray at night, that's somehow not going to be as powerful. No, I don't believe that at all. But the practice of giving God your first thought in the morning through prayer is so powerful. When we wake up, we are bombarded with thoughts, with emails, with news, with all the things, right, to start our day with. And how we start our days can dramatically affect how we live our days. And so if we choose to start with prayer, again, it doesn't have to be 5 hours, okay? You would have to wake up at like 1 a.m. to do that, right? But to just say, I'm going to give my first thought to God. And I think of actually the principle of giving in the Bible, to give your first fruits. Often we think of giving money, right? We think of giving the first fruit of your income. But I think that principle can apply to anything. It can apply to the first fruit of your energy, the first fruits of your time, the first fruits of your mind, right? Our minds are usually the most clear, the most fresh in the morning. And to commit to give that time, whether it's 5 minutes, 10 minutes, 30 minutes, whatever you can commit to, give that time in prayer to God. Now that's powerful. The next prayer practice that I want to encourage you to try. Now, you don't have to do all of these, right? These are just some prayer practices, that some ideas that you can implement, some practical ways so that you can experience the power of prayer in your life. But the third prayer practice we can implement is to pray memorized prayers. Now, I want to clarify here. I'm not talking about praying in empty phrases or vain repetitions, like Jesus tells us in Matthew 6, verse 7, not to do, right? He says, don't do that, because he says that, let me just read the scripture to you. It says, and when you pray, do not heap up empty phrases as the Gentiles do, for they think that they will be heard for their many words, right? So he's saying, don't pray in vain repetitions with the intent to just be heard, right? Because you think it makes you feel super spiritual. That's not what I'm talking about. I'm saying choose maybe the Lord's Prayer to pray every single day. If you go back to episode 35 with my interview with Heather Dixon, she talks about making the practice of praying every single morning, but she's memorized the Lord's Prayer. And if you want to learn about that, go back to episode number 2, where we talk about how to pray. We literally go through the Lord's Prayer and learn how to pray based on the Lord's Prayer. However, what Heather does is she memorized the Lord's Prayer and she prays that every morning. And that helps her to get in the practice of praying. So you might not do the Lord's Prayer. You might have a prayer prompt devotional that you use. You might have a prayer that you've written out and you read it every single day. But this is a great practice to implement to help you get stronger in your prayer life. Now, I'm not saying only say that one prayer every single day for the rest of your life. I don't think that that would be fruitful, but using it as a way to strengthen your prayer life so that you can then use that in your other prayers. Well, that's powerful.
What impacts you every day? There is one book that influences almost every aspect of our lives. Museum of the Bible reveals the Bible's impact on your favorite musicians and artists, the way we measure time, social justice, our national monuments, and more. The Bible's impact is all around you. Discover how at museumofthebible.org/impact.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-497-4410. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-497-4410. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now. 800-497-4410.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
The next prayer practice that we can implement is to pray God's word. In episode 15, we talk about in depth how to pray the scriptures. And in short, you choose a scripture and you use that scripture or verse as the foundation for your prayer. Now, this is a great method to use if you ever find yourself in a position where you don't know what to pray. So praying God's word is a great practice to know not only how to pray, but what to pray. The next prayer practice that I want to share with you is to pray to listen, not just talk. And what I mean is to practice being still before God. Practice not all of your prayers being the words you say, but hearing from the heart of God. And that is going to require being still. In one of our recent episodes with April Christina, she talked about really listening prayer. Also, in episode 24, I talk about the power of secret prayer and really going to God in solitude, but also just being still before the Lord to hear from Him. Because listen, there is power in hearing from God. Hearing from God is going to give you clarity. It's going to give you direction. It's going to give you peace. Now, that is some serious power that all believers need to be experiencing. So practice being still in prayer. Practice not always talking. And now this can be kind of challenging. I know this is a challenge because we live in a society where everything is just go, go, go. We're always listening to something. We're always doing something. We always have somewhere to go. Being still is a challenge. I get it. But I want to encourage you to start small. Maybe you say, 2 minutes of my prayer time, I'm just going to sit in silence. I'm just going to listen to the Lord. I'm going to try to be in tune with what He might be placing on my heart in this moment. And then maybe 3 minutes, and then maybe five, and just build up from there. But build up your prayer muscle by incorporating the practice of listening in your prayers. Last, I want to encourage you to implement the practice to pray with faith. Now, this is what's going to unlock the power of God in your life, right? Because if we pray to God and we ask him for what we need and we thank him for what he's given us, and then we listen to him and we know what he wants us to do, but then we go back to our lives and we worry and we doubt and we question if we really heard from God and if he heard us, we lose our power. Mark 11:24 says, "Therefore I tell you, whatever you ask in prayer, believe that you have received it and it will be yours." There is power in belief. There is power in faith in saying, "I have laid this at the throne of God and I believe that he heard me and that he will answer." Now, this is not treating God like some sort of genie that we just ask whatever we want. And if we believe hard enough, we'll get anything that we want. We all know by now that is not how prayer works. Prayer is about experiencing God's strength and his will in our lives, not trying to overpower God and get our will to be done. But when we do ask, we have to trust in who we are taking our requests to. We have to trust in his ultimate will. We have to believe that he has our best interest at heart. And that, well, that's going to lead to some very powerful prayer. Did you know that God made us all beautifully different, even in the way that we pray? That's right. Your prayer personality is the unique way you are most likely to communicate with God, and knowing which of the three prayer personality types you have can equip you to hear from God more clearly and overcome any obstacles in your communication with him. I invite you to take my prayer personality quiz to learn how you can best hear from God, how you most likely connect with him in prayer, and to just have a little fun. Take the quiz now at prayquiz.com or find the link in the show notes for today's episode. It is my hope that today's episode has provided you with insight and helpful tips on how you can pray. We have so much more to talk about when it comes to prayer, so I hope that if you were encouraged by today's episode, you will share it with a friend and subscribe so you don't miss any future episodes of the Teach Us to Pray podcast, where we will continue to learn how, just like breathing, prayer can become a natural, consistent, and life-giving part of our everyday lives. Until then, be sure to connect with me at belovedwomen.org or to join the Beloved Women app for unlimited videos to grow your faith, learn God's word, and encourage your soul, available now in the Apple or Google Play stores or at belovedwomen.tv. Thank you so much for taking time to listen today. God bless you, and I'll talk to you in the next episode.
Teach Us to Pray is a production of Life Audio and Salem Media. If you liked what you heard today, please take a second to rate and review this podcast in your favorite podcast app so that more listeners like you can find the show. For more faith-filled, inspirational podcasts, visit us at lifeaudio.com.
Have you ever attempted to read the entire Bible? Did you do it, or did you only make it part way? I'm John Stonge, and I host a podcast that will make it possible for you to make it through the entire Bible, one chapter at a time. I've been hosting the Chapter a Day audio Bible podcast since 2015, and every single day of the week, I read one chapter of Scripture, then follow that up with a time of prayer. And if you're looking for daily insights and inspiration directly from God's Word, I hope you'll give the Chapter a Day audio Bible a listen. You can find it at lifeaudio.com or on your favorite podcasting app.